I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, October 7th. There were 7 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 64. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll stands at 135. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the Board of License Commissioners to waive the renewal fees for liquor licenses for next year to help small businesses survive during the pandemic. Koch says the city collects around $100,000 per year from the fees, which average around $2,000. He says the city can make up some of the loss from the hotel, motel, and meals tax. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo expects 20,000 voters to vote by mail in the November 3rd election in Quincy. Crispo says her office is in the process of sending out the ballots this week by sorting them in-house and sending them directly to Quincy post offices to save time. Crispo says the in-house sorting will save about 3 days of sorting time in Boston. 55-year-old William Wilson of Worcester is charged with threatening to shoot people at the Dollar Store and Walgreens on Quincy Avenue in Quincy Monday night. Police say Wilson was caught shoplifting at the Dollar Store when he threatened to shoot a worker and then fled to Walgreens, where he also threatened people. No gun was recovered when he was arrested on a charge of armed robbery. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, October 7th.